Relatively, the security situation in the country is stable, and particularly in Upper Nile, Unity States, and Jonglei, for the last 72 hours, situation is stable in most of the areas affected by the conflict.
Now, we just heard about an attack on the army, or SPLA, in Lake State by armed youth. Can you just tell us about this as well?
I don't know about that attack on the army in Lake State. Maybe I need to ask the authorities in Umbe.
Okay. Now, Colonel, the army has been accused of late of atrocities or mistreating the civilians, particularly in places like Unduruba and Mundri West. I would like to you to respond to these allegations that have been made against the army.
There has been a lot of reports coming from Unduruba on army mistreating civilians or attacking villages. We have got note of those reports, and I think at the level of the government, there is a committee formed to go to that place and investigate and see what has happened and how it can be addressed.
How about the situation in Mundri West?
In Mundri West, there have been a number of attacks by armed groups that have been attacking passengers and vehicles, robbing and killing innocent civilians. And that group have been ambushing SPLA in Lanyi on the junction between roads going to Mobola, road going to Mawili. They have been ambushing SPLA patrols, and the SPLA have been sending reinforcement to those areas. And the situation is now under control.
Yes, and have there been any reports that you have received about mistreatment of civilians?
No. Have any report about mistreatment of civilian in Mundri. The relation between the garrison in Mundri and the civilian, according to the reports that are coming, is good. Only the civilian run away whenever there is a fighting, and that is normal. Whenever there are two groups fighting, the civilian have to run for their safety so that they are not caught in crossfire.
Still on security, Ugandan media is reporting that the UPDF, or the Ugandan People's Defense Force, will be start to go back from next week. Can you tell us if on this development?
That is the implementation of the agreement that was recently signed in Addis Ababa, and the security arrangement is stipulated the withdrawal of the Ugandan forces. That should be completed by the mid of October. So that report is true. The SPLA is committed to the implementation of the security arrangement as part of the peace agreement in Addis Ababa.
And finally, on the workshop that has been held in Addis Ababa by the military officers from both sides, have there been any development on the security arrangements?
Yes, the SPLA side have signed the results and the minutes of the workshop, and this is where the timetable for the withdrawal of the UPDF came about. Unfortunately, the rebels have never signed the minutes of the workshop and the recommendation. And we are wondering what the ICAT is doing to convince the rebels to sign the security arrangement recommendation that are part of the workshop recently conducted in Addis Ababa.